God, and we thank you that, Lord, that he is your servant. His desire is to bless you and to bless us, Lord God. And we pray that your anointing would be upon him right now as he brings forth this word, and also upon our hearts to receive it and to use it in our lives to grow and to be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, Father.
Amen. Was a coincidence that what Pastor Don and Anthony were talking about, and the words that Pastor Don used was to reconnect, right? That's the words he used. This event that Anthony went to at the park, it was about reconnecting. So what I want to talk about this morning is to reconnect. And it says, means it's to meet or come into contact again after a long absence. Reestablish a bond, a communication, or emotion. For example, you know, family reunions, you know, family gatherings, school reunions, right? That's a time that we get to meet or reacquainted with some people that we haven't seen or talked to in a long time, right? And sometimes you don't see these people for a very long time. And then there's a reunion or something like that, and you kind of get together, get reacquainted, and you start talking about a lot of things, right? And it just seems like it wasn't that long that you guys didn't talk to each other. It just seems like it wasn't that long ago. So what I want to talk about today, they got it up there, the first one. Amen. It's actually Luke chapter 15, verse 11 through 24. And it's a, you know, a pretty long verse, but we'll read it. It says, Jesus continued, there was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had. He set off to a distant country, and there he squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything there, a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating from, but no one would give him anything, he said. Says, how many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. So I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him. The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they begin to celebrate. There's a few things that I want to talk about on these scriptures. There's a couple of points. One of the first things I want to bring up is that to recognize. The son recognized that he was in need. Right? He was hungry. He needed to eat something. And I got here on my notes is that sometimes we don't want to acknowledge that we have a need. Right? Sometimes our stubbornness or our pride, right, kind of sets in, and we just say, you know what, I don't need anything. Sometimes we get that little attitude that we know what's best, you know, or that the phrase I got on here, you know, I got this speech, right? I've said that plenty of times. I got this. I know what I'm doing. You know, I'm okay. You know, I really don't need Jesus right now. You know, I'm doing okay. And a lot of us sometimes get into that mode, right? That we just have this idea that we just don't need Jesus. So we kind of disconnect ourselves. And sometimes it doesn't happen in a very big way. Sometimes it's very subtle. We start distancing ourselves little by little. And with everything that's going on today, you know, this COVID and everything that's going on, there's so many things that we slowly start distancing ourselves from God and from relationships, right? We start doing that. We start kind of like putting ourselves away. We start making a distance between us and sometimes those that we care about, and most importantly, about God. We just start pushing ourselves away a little bit. And sometimes we don't, it's not intentional, but it's just there's so many things that's going on in our lives, we seem to start doing that, right? We start making this distance. We start disconnecting ourselves. So in Acts, I'm sorry, the first one is 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. I apologize for that. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. And I got on my notes, it's like, you know, like the son, you know, confessed to his father, right? What did he do? He went to his father and confessed. He goes, I sinned against heaven and I sinned against you. Right? He felt guilty. He felt bad that he kind of walked away from his father's presence. Right? He had this idea in his mind that I know what I'm doing and I got this covered. So I want my money so I can go out there and have a good time and just party and do the things that I want to do. Right? Because right now I don't need my father. I don't need to be around my family. Right? I think I deserve to be out there. I've earned it. Did he earn it? No. He goes, I want to be out there and to be able to enjoy the things in life because that's what I want to do. So he took all the money, his inheritance, went out there and spent it all. Right? So one of the things that he realized is that he needed to repent. The first thing that he needed to recognize, he recognized that he was wrong and he needed to come back to his father. He needed to come back, right, to the good life. He had it good. He had it made. He had servants under him. He was eating good. He was probably good wines, good drinks, nice comfortable bed. He had the best clothes. He had everything. His father provided everything that he needed. And it was the best. See, when God gives us something, it's never nothing than the best. It's always the best. Our Heavenly Father doesn't give us things that are small or minute or insignificant. He gives us things that we need. He knows our needs. He knows our wants. He knows our needs. So the second thing that he needed to do, we needed to repent. Right? And all this, again, it goes back to reconnecting. So the first thing he needed to do, the second thing he needed to do was to repent. So he went to his father and he repented. Father, I sinned against heaven and against you. He loved his father. Right? He loved his father. We love our Heavenly Father. But sometimes we do like he did. We will go ahead and want to do our own things and we disconnect ourselves from God. We want to go ahead and start doing things that we think are good for us, not necessarily true. I can tell you from experience, I thought I knew what I was doing. It was all wrong. I distanced myself from the presence of God. And sometimes we do that. We'll just go ahead and put this barrier between us and God. We put this distance, long-distance relationship. We don't want a long-distance relationship with God. We want up close and personal. Right? Up close and personal relationship with God. I don't want a long distance. I want up close. As close as possible that I can get to God's presence. That's where I want to be. And that's where you want to be. Up close and personal with God. That's a relationship. That's what you want. That's what we all want. I don't want, you know, long distance and, you know, I don't get to see them. Just like we're doing in church. Hey, look, I understand. You know, you're on social media right now. You're watching this. And that's fine. We understand. But there's so much more when you're here and you get to see the faces and talk to the person and you're in God's presence. There's no better experience than being right there. Right? I go to a restaurant. I don't want to just go ahead and look at a steak from a long distance. I want it up close and personal. Can I get a man? All right, amen? Right? You want it up close and personal. I don't want to look at it through the window. When you go in some of these restaurants, you walk by and it's all right there in the window. I don't want it to be that's all I get. I want more than that. I want it right there, up close. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Says, repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Times of refreshing. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of sick of all the stuff that's going on. But you know what? It's a time for refreshing. And you do that when you reconnect with God. That's when it starts happening. You want to see change in your life? Reconnect with God. You want to see change in your life? Reconnect with God. Because a lot of times with things going on, we disconnect ourselves. I got to hear that his son repents. The son recognized that he needed to be in the presence of his father, to be with family, with church family. You know, I share this with a few people, you know, that a lot of times people don't have other family members. They don't have other brothers and sisters. They come to the house of God, give their lives to the Lord, and now they got a huge family. Now they got a bunch of sisters and brothers. You know, that's wonderful. The other thing is to reconnect. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13 says this. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once were far away. How many of us are so far away? We're far away. You know, sometimes even though you're coming to church, you can be far away from God's presence. Coming to church is not the only thing. It's a great thing. It's a wonderful thing. We need to do that. We need to be with brothers and sisters in the house of God. But it says, far away have been brought near by the blood of Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, that's awesome. You know, that God brings us together. And there's this movie that I saw a long time ago, and I think they're even now doing part 2, 3, 4, whatever it is. And it's Top Gun. That action movie. There's a part in there where something drastic happened in his life. Right? He experienced something in his life, and he just can't connect. So here's the time for him when they need him the most. He's up in the air, and there's all these other, you know, the enemies up there, right? And they're attacking his fellow brothers, right, in the military, in the Air Force. And there's a part in there where he needs to engage. They need him to engage. And at the time for him to engage, what does he do? He doesn't. He disconnects. He goes, nope, it's no good. It's no good. So he pulls away. Right? So on the ship, they're just losing it. Because this is the time that you need to engage. It's now. I tell you what, the enemy's all around. So if any time you need to engage, it's now. It's not next week. Right? It's a holiday weekend. You think the enemy cares? Do you honestly think he's looking at a calendar? To see, oh, I'm not going to mess with him this weekend. It's a holiday weekend. No. It's every single day. If he has the opportunity to get you to disengage, we're in trouble. So this is an opportunity where he needs to engage. And he does it. Turns away. And he's just struggling because something is just bringing him down. How many things are bringing you down in your life right now? How many things are just coming at you and you just, the only thing you want to do is disengage? No, what you need to do is engage. So he's up there and the guy behind him was like, what are you doing? He goes, come on, you got to get back in. You got to get back in. So all of a sudden, he gets it. So what does he do? He reengages. He reconnects with his team. You know, if you've seen the movie, then you know it's a good movie. But that's what he needed to do. See, and that's what we need to do. We need to engage. We need to reconnect with God. You know what? If things are going on in your life right now, and you're going like, you know what? I really want to. But you know what? It's not hard. Just go somewhere quietly. Somewhere in your house, in a room where you're not going to be interrupted. And you just go ahead and cry out to the Lord. And you know what the great thing is? He hears you. Don't think that God doesn't hear you. You know, say, you know what? I feel like I've just been disconnected. You know, I got so many things going on. I'm just so busy with work. I'm so busy with that. And we start disconnecting. I just feel, even though I see these people, but I just feel like I'm still a little disconnected. You need to do like he did. You need to reengage. You need to reconnect with God. It says one of the other points I got here is rejoice. And on verse 24, it says this, it's for the son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and it is found. So they begin to celebrate. There's no greater celebration when somebody connects with God. There's no better. You know, there's not a store out there in the world can give you something that can give you. Is reconnecting with God. Acknowledging like he did. He recognized that he was not in the place where he needed to be. He recognized that he needed to be in his father's house. He recognized that he needed to be with his father and his brother and his family in the place that his father put together for his family. That's what God does with us. He puts all this together for us, for all his kids. For our brothers and sisters to be reacquainted, just like we do when we go to our reunions and stuff like that, our family reunions and our school reunions and all that, right? You reconnect. Like I said, when Pastor Don brought up it, I'm like, what a coincidence he's using the word reconnect. That's amazing. His son was gone, right? His son left. As a father, that had to hurt. That hurts. You know, your son says, you know what, that's it, I'm out of here. And you well know that you're giving him everything, the best of everything, you're giving it to him. Just like God gives us the best of everything. You know, he loves us so much. So much. He gives us the wonderful things. He gives us eternal life. You can't get that nowhere else. Amazon can't offer that. With everything that they say they got, they can't have that. You can't get that at Amazon. Google can't give it to you. Right? Trump can't give it to you. Biden can't give it to you. Right? Social media can't give it to you. Right? Jesus Christ is the one that can give you eternal life. That is the gift that nobody out there can give you or guarantee you. God guarantees you that you connect with me, Give me your heart, your soul, your mind. Serve me with all that, and I will give you eternal life. I mean, that's a promise that he gives us. But one thing we have to do, if we've been disconnected, we need to reconnect with God. It's not hard to do. He loves you. He loves all of us. You know, and it's wonderful when you can look out and you can see brothers and sisters here in church. And those that are watching us, God loves you. God loves you. He wants you with brothers and sisters. If you felt disconnected, reconnect. If you felt that you have been disengaged with things of God, reengage. You need to reengage. Get connected with God again. Psalms chapter 40, verse 16 says this. Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let those who love your salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. Right? We need to acknowledge that God sent his only Son on the cross, right, to be crucified for you and for us. Why did he do that? Because he loves you that much. And I'll tell you what, I'm a living, walking testimony of when you think that because you've been so disconnected that God doesn't love you, you're 100% wrong. I'm living proof that if you reconnect with God, God will forgive your sins. He will. I'm living proof. Right? I thought that my sins were so bad that there's no way that can happen. But at one time in this church, I made up my mind to reconnect, to reengage with God. And God said, I'm going to show you what I can do. I'm going to start opening doors that you thought could not be opened. And slowly but surely, God started doing that. You know why? Because God keeps all his promises. He says he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Right? That's a promise. He says he will never leave you nor forsake you. So look, just because you messed up a little bit, don't think it's over. Oh, that's it. It's over. God doesn't love you no more. I used to think that way. But God says, no. No. Ray, come here. Let me talk to you. And he spoke into my ears using somebody from this church. From this church. Right? And he reminded me how much he loves me. He says, if you will only engage or reconnect with me, I will show you how much I love you. And I'll show you how much I can transform your life. I got friends that say, you're a totally different person. Amen. Because I don't know about you, but I don't want to be like I used to be. And what's the point? Right? I want to be different. I want to be changed. And God said, I will do that for you. If you would just connect with me, I will connect with you. God says, if you call me, right? God says, I will hear. I hear your prayers. Knock on the door, right? He says, open. We think that God is so far away. He's in a distant land somewhere. God is right there. He's up close and personal. So when those times come and you think that nobody's listening, he's listening. When you think nobody's there, he's there. When you think nobody loves you, he loves you. When you think that nobody is to encourage you, he will encourage you. When you think you're lonely, you're not alone. God is with you every single day of your life. When you think there's nobody's going to help you, he says, I will help you. I will give you the strength to keep moving forward. When we think we feel weak, God will give us that strength to keep moving forward. Is it going to be easy? No. Sometimes it's difficult. We're going to go through difficult times. But you know what? Ain't that great when you got somebody that's there with you to help you? I mean, that it's just so wonderful when you know that, because you know that you know that you know. Then when I feel those days where I think I just can't do it no more, I turn around and we're like, you know what? In the name of Jesus Christ, I know you're with me. I know you're with me. I know my God is with me. Because he told me in his word that he will never leave me and he will never forsake me. He's there. All I got to do is call out to him. All I got to do, if I feel I've been disconnected with God, I need to reconnect. I need to reengage my spiritual life with the Heavenly Father. I need to be that man and that woman that God wants me to be. And I know I can do it. I just need to draw closer to him, to my Father. I disconnected myself from my Father, just like in the prodigal son. I kind of walked away, but he realized, he recognized, he repented, he reconnected with his Father, and it says there was a celebration. There was a celebration. You know what? When we see brothers and sisters give themselves to the Lord, we rejoice. The house of God rejoices when people, or if you were disconnected and you reconnected, we're happy about that too. Praise God. You're back in. You're with us. Praise God. There's rejoice. There's happiness. I know the pastors, I mean, they just love it when people that were probably, you know, at a distance and now reconnected with us. They love that. You know, that brings joy and this excitement in their hearts. And they just love it. It puts a smile on their face. When people say, you know what? I need to reengage with God. I need to draw closer to him. I recognize, just like the son did, he recognized that he was just too far away from his Father. He had it good at home. You know, sometimes we hear, you know, something's greener the other side, right? The greener grass. We're doing this, right? We kind of look in a way like that to see the greener grass. Sometimes just look down. You're standing on greener grass. Standing on greener grass, but we just want to go ahead and get away from that and go somewhere else thinking that we're going to find a greener grass. No, you're standing on it. If you stand on God's presence, if you connect yourself with God, I mean, the blessings that come with that. Like I said, I'm living testimony of that. Did I ever think I'd be up here preaching one day? No, that was the furthest thing from Yeah, I know. Praise God for his mercy and his love. Amen. You know? And I can tell you, that was the furthest thing from my mind. But when God says, connect with me, I will connect with you. And I will show you what I can do if you just draw closer to me. Like I said earlier, up close and personal. I don't want that long-distance relationship with God. I did that one time. All this is relationship, and it didn't work. You've heard that sometimes here and there. Sometimes they just don't work. It's when you're up close and personal, and when you can feel God's presence, and you come to his house, and you see the brothers and sisters in Christ, and you see their smiles, and you see their tears, and you see their joy, and you talk to them, and you share with them the things that are going on in your life, and they say, you know what, don't worry about it. Let's go over here in this corner, and let's pray. That's just wonderful. That's being in God's presence. That's reconnecting, reengaging with God. For those that are watching, you know, if you feel that you've been disconnected, even here, if you feel, can I have the prayer team come up, please? If you feel that you've been disconnected for a while, you recognize, you know what? I've kind of been disengaged a little bit from God's presence. And I just got so many things in my life that I just can't handle no more. I just don't know what to do. How do I get rid of some of this? You give it to God. You give it to God. It's not late. Again, I'm living testimony that it's not late. If you feel that you've been disengaged from God, it's never too late. You can reconnect with God. You can re-engage with God. And all you do is go somewhere in your house. You can, you know, don't do it right now because you're watching. But when you get a chance, go somewhere and talk to God. Share your heart with your father. Just like the prodigal son did. He says, I've sinned against you. I've sinned against heaven. You know, he repented. You know, and the word says reconnect, reconcile with God. You know, give it a try. Believe me, give it a try. You won't be disappointed. You won't be disappointed. Amen. So go somewhere after this. Reconnect with God. We invite you to church to be here with us. Again, we completely understand. But if God's tugging at your heart and you want to rededicate your life to God, come to the church. We'll pray for you. Or pray exactly where you're at. Just where you're at. Tell God, you know, I've sinned against you, Father. And you know what? That Heavenly Father is going to embrace you. He's going to wrap his arms around you. And he's going to tell you, welcome home, son. Welcome home. You know, let's celebrate. Let's throw a big party because my son is back. My daughter is back. So, again, thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning. God bless you. Amen. The prayer team, for those that are in the church, the prayer team's up here. So if you feel, again, that you've kind of been a little disconnected with God, Wednesday at 7? Yeah, you can come here at 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So if you feel that you've kind of been disconnected with God and you want to reconnect, come up for prayer. Come up for prayer. Amen. Amen.